From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 923rd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
From old Montana down to Alabama, bend the bull and I'll travel again. You driving women can't keep a good man down. You dealt the card, but you missed the play. Now hit the road and be on your way. I'm gonna pull the golden rock and then leave this town. Hear a thunder on through the night. This golden rock is doing me right. And that sunny old Southland sure is a part of me. So from your call, but erase my name. You'll find out you've lost your blame. And this golden rock is rolling my blues away. He seemed to know that you done me wrong. I was feeling low. We yelled aloud, we're over that Dixon line. The brakeman started singing a song. Said you're worried now, but it won't be long. This golden rocket is leaving your blues behind. Choppy now. Yelled with his southern drawl, it's rising, shine, good morning, y'all. And I sprang to my feet to greet the newborn day. Had a kiss for baby in the station door, and that whistle blew like it never before. Of the golden rocket that rolled my blues away. Thank you, folks, and to all our country music friends, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star lineup, Rod Brasfield, June Carter, the Jordanaires, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Square Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And our special guest is a young country singer and composer that we all know and like very much, Autry Inman. Yes, sir, lots of country music and fun for you at the Opry tonight, and some of that fun starts right now. Here's Hohenwald's number one citizen, Rod Brasfield.
Much obliged, man. Thank you. Howdy, Harry.
Hi, Rodney.
Well, that is good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, boy.
I don't feel very good tonight, Hank.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm sorry, lonesome. I miss that Minnie Pearl, don't you?
Yes, I
I'll
sure
bet
do.
She and that Miss Dinah Shores are having a time out there.
Oh,
they'll be glad, bless her heart. I'll be glad she... I don't feel very good tonight. I went to the doctor. I've been traveling too much.
You did travel?
Yeah, man. You know, it's strenuous on you.
All this
driving.
I know it.
I went to my doctor and I said, Doc, I want some kind of vitamins to help me. I'm strenuous driving and everything. I want some vitamins to give me get up and go.
Yeah.
He looked me over and he said, buddy, I think your get up and go is done got up and gone.
Yeah. I do too. Incidentally, Rodley, how is Uncle Sip and Aunt Sap these days?
Oh, they're about the same fussing all the time.
They are.
This fighting all the time. They got in an argument the other day and Uncle Sip said to her, you know, he calls her Puddin'.
Puddin'.
He says, Puddin', if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to slap you so flat they can play you for a Victrola record. She says, well, anytime you do, buddy, they're going to hear your master's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
incidentally, how's your girlfriend Susie these days?
Oh, Susie's getting along pretty good.
Is she?
It's hot tonight,
yeah,
ain't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Susie's doing pretty good. She, I don't speak to her no more. Me and her's on the outs.
Oh, Rodley.
Yeah, I don't speak to her. I've been going with her all these years, and we just now fell out.
You did?
Yeah, I've been going with Susie now for... Oh, I've been going with Susie now for... I've been going with Susie for... What have I been going with Susie
for? Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought.
I've got me a new gal, Hank.
You got a new one?
Yep, she's a Spanish girl.
Oh.
High society, boy.
Way up there.
Yeah, I was talking to her the other day, and she was telling me about her family. Said the King of England touched her father on the head with a sword and made him a knight.
How about that?
I says, well, that ain't nothing. The chief of police in Hornwall hit my old man on the head with a club and made him an angel.
Yeah.
She was telling me about her brother. Said somebody's mule ran away with her brother, and he was in the hospital and wouldn't be out for 2 weeks. I says, well, that ain't nothing. My brother run away with somebody's mule, and he won't be out for 2 years. I found out she was a Spanish girl because when I started to leave her, she told me goodbye, and she says, adios.
Adios?
Yeah.
What you mean?
That's what I asked her, and she said, that's goodbye in Spanish.
Yeah.
Adios, goodbye in Spanish.
Yeah.
I says, well, carbolic acid. She says, what's that? I says, that's goodbye in any language.
We always get a big kick out of talking to old Rodley, and we get a big bundle of country music pleasure from listening to our guest star. Let's have a real Grand Ole Opry welcome for Autry Inman. Autry, it's real good to have you with us, boy. I hear you've been really keeping busy, too.
We sure have, Hank. For about the past 5 weeks, we've been playing in Orlando, Florida, down at Scotchman's Beach.
Well, say, look, we'd better get off the road and on stage here. How about one of your fine songs for the folks?
All right, Hank. Just had a brand new record released today on the Decca label called The Footsteps of the Bride.
Like to hear it.
Walking, walking, walking in the footsteps of the bride.
I'm walking in the footsteps of the bride. Another is walking by her side. People will stare and say, I declare, 'cause I'm walking,
walking
in the footsteps,
walking
of the bride.
Walking in the footsteps of the bride. Oh.
But let them stare and let them say that all my pride is gone. For just one kiss I'll endure this, then I'll go on alone. So I'm walking in the footsteps of the bride. I wish I was walking by her side. Oh, but I'll get one kiss when they dismiss. So I'm walking,
walking
in the footsteps,
walking
of the bride,
walking in the footsteps of the bride.
But let them stare and let them say, just one kiss, I'll endure this, then I'll go on alone. So I'm walking in the footsteps of the bride. I wish I was walking by her side. Oh, but I get one kiss when they dismiss. So I'm walking,
walking
in the footsteps,
walking
of the bride,
walking in the footsteps of the bride.
That's real great, Autry. And you know something? That's a real fine outfit you're wearing tonight.
Thank you, Hank.
Looks cool, trim, and comfortable.
Just like a pipe full of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
By golly, I never thought of it that way.
Well, PA always gives a fella cool smoking.
Right.
And PA's crimp cut lets you pack a neat, firm pipe full every time.
To burn slow and even.
And you just can't beat Prince Albert for downright smoking comfort.
Positively, Autry, there's just nothing like packing your pipe with always fresh PA and enjoying the natural tobacco taste PA gives you. See, Prince Albert keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco and then by a special process kind of lifts that flavor up and makes it fuller and richer and even more tasty.
That's exactly why this country singing pipe smoker goes for PA.
And exactly why all you fellows, pipe smokers and making men too, ought to try and enjoy smooth smoking, smooth tasting Prince Albert in your next pipe or making cigarette. It's the National Joy Smoke. Here go all the boys and gals now for a little square dance. So let's join them to the tune of Kirk in the Straw. Chubby Wise doing the fiddling.
All by the right, first by the left. Back to your auto lady. On to the pretty first time for leader. Back to swing a head circle and the lady change. Hey, back lady. On to the change. See that color and John Moore. Hey,
Year by year, the great collection of sacred songs grows and grows, but our song tonight is one of the older ones that we sincerely hope you'll like. It's called These Things Shall Pass. These things shall pass, and to some great morning we'll look back and smile on heartaches we have known. So don't forget, when shadows gather, the Lord our God is still the King upon His throne. A rose looks gray at midnight, but the flame is just asleep, and the steel is strong because it knew the hammer of white heat. These things shall pass, and life be sweeter, when love and faith are strong, they cannot long
asleep.
And steel is strong because it knew the hammer of white heat. These things shall pass and life be sweeter when love and faith are strong. They cannot long. Well, sir, it's high time we heard from an old RCA Victor buddy of mine, so let's greet Chet Atkins and Martinique, okay?
Ah, that's real fine, Chet. Thank you. You know, I've been on the lookout for... Oh, here she comes right now. You folks just sort of hang on to your seats because one of our favorite whirlwinds is heading our way. Here's little June Carter. Well, howdy, well. How are you?
I'm getting along pretty good, old Hank Snow. Oh, Nodhead, I wanted to talk to you, though I've had the worst day in history. I believe this is the worst time I've ever had in my life.
How come?
Well, this morning I run over Surrey Swizzle in the car.
You run over who?
Surrey Swizzle. You know, she's the one who won the beauty contest last week. I run over her in my car.
You did?
I hit her and I knocked her about 40 feet up the road, and I've been in court all day suing her.
Now, wait a minute. You hit her... And you've been in court suing her.
I've been suing her all day in court.
May I ask you on what grounds?
Leaving the scene of an accident.
Listen, Nodhead.
Way off the road.
That was not an accident.
Well, how do you know now?
I know because I was right there and I seen the whole thing. Here is how it happened. You was coming down the road in the first place.
Yes,
you was
I
coming
was.
About 90 miles an hour. And the only way that poor old gal got out of your way... was to climb up that telephone pole.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then, when she was on her way down, got down to the bottom, you went up the road and turned around and come back and hit her.
Yeah, and I'd have gone to that first time she'd have stayed where she was, too. You know that old smart aleck? I don't like her. I guess you folks have already gathered this thing. Me and Stray Swizzle don't get along at all. I'm going to whoop a foot-fired fool out of her the first chance I get. Have you got any idea how I can do it, Nodhead?
Well, if I was you, I would just kind of walk up to her and I would stick out my arms and I would fight like a man.
Stick out my arms and fight like a man.
Right.
I'd rather stick up my ears and run like a rabbit.
Yeah.
Because I done tried that yesterday. We had the awfulest fight. We got in one of them rings. You know, like they have these boxing matches.
A real box.
Yeah, match. We got in there. And she hit me about 6 times, buddy. And I started to weave.
Yeah.
I really did. I wanted to weave, but the wet weave wouldn't wet me out of the wing. No, I didn't do too bad now, Hank. Honest to goodness, I could have done worse. I got in that ring and I hauled off and I swung at her.
Yeah.
And I missed her.
You missed her.
Then I let her have it again right in the same place, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I backed off about 20 feet and I took a run and go and I hit her right in the head. With my stomach.
Yeah, that's a good fight.
Yeah. I got my nose right between her teeth, and I got my eyeballs right in her fingers, and then I kind of let up on her a little bit because I knowed I had her.
Yeah. Yes. Go on.
I whipped her. I whipped her to lay me home in a wheelbarrow.
No kidding.
Yeah, I really do believe I might have whipped her good, Hank. I had every intention in the world of doing it. I didn't take any chances to tell the truth about the thing. I got my boxing gloves, and I filled them up full of horseshoes and nails and... crowbars and cement and anvils, and I really believe I could have whipped her. If I had to do again, I believe I could have whipped her.
Well, why didn't you?
I couldn't get my glove off the floor.
Hey, June, it's time for Moon, June, Spoon, and Croon.
Well, Hank, you know, every June there's only one thing my fellow moon's about, and that's a good taste in making cigarettes.
Rolled with tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper.
That's the only way, Hankarina. Once he's rolled himself a neat smoke with PA, he croons all right about smoking, not about me.
Well, June, your fella is just like every other making man about his PA. P.A. is crimp cut and lets him roll a neat firm cigarette every time. P.A. is always so fresh and so tasty. All the good taste nature put in tobacco. He enjoys smoking that making cigarette thanks to Prince Albert.
He's so busy enjoying Prince Albert, he forgets all about the spooning. At least for a little while, anyway. Listen, you handsome fellas who smoke pops.
There's pleasure in store for you, too, every time you pack your pipe with good P.A.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The proof Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, what do you say to another fine country song from our guest star, Autry Inman? Autry, how about doing one of your recent deck of recorded songs for the folks? You know that one called Reality?
Be glad to, eh?
You
wish to be. I hope you are happy like I was with you. I hope nothing happens to break your heart in two. You're someone's reality, but just a dream to be. You're someone starting now, just my old used to be. I'd want it that way. So don't worry, darling, your secret's guarded well. I'll die brokenhearted before I'll ever tell. Your someone's darling now, just my old years to be. Your someone's reality, but just a dream to me.
Ah, that's mighty fine, Autry, and thanks so much for coming over tonight. Right now, let's all go over to visit the gal at the country piano. I'm talking about Miss Belle Wood and a little tune called Run Around.
Hi, Miss Dell. Well, Hank, before you sing your next song, I think right here would be a good time to answer the requests of so many people who've written us and who'd like to know where you're going to be appearing.
Well, you just go right ahead and tell them, Grant.
Well, okay, Hank. Well, Sunday, July 7th, Hank Snow and the Rainbow Ranch Boys will do shows at the Verona Lake Ranch. That's at Verona, Kentucky, up in the Cincinnati area. And the following day, July 8th, they will begin practically a Dominion-wide tour of Canada, opening with points in Ontario and continuing all the way to Newfoundland, or as some folks say, Newfoundland.
Either way is correct. It's a beautiful place, Grant. Well, we've got a ballad, a brand new one out on RCA Victor that we surely hope that you'll take to, friends. It's a new one called My Arms Are a House, and now with the able assistance of one of America's favorite quartets, the Jordanaires, with Millie, we'd like to try to do it for you. The title, as I say, My Arms Are a House. My arms are a house. I want you to live there. Come into my house, for you have the key. My heart is the door that's waiting wide open to welcome the love who shares it with me. We'll furnish with kisses and plans that come true. Just think of the nursery
secure.
With love and devotion, my arms are a house for no one but you.
My arms are a house, I want you to live there. Come into my house, for you have the key.
We'll furnish with kisses just think of the nursery in pink or in blue. We'll make it secure with love and devotion. My arms are a house for no one but. Hope you had a fine time at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, friends, and hope to see you here next week at the same time. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Ferlin Husky. And Ferlin, bringing along everybody. Jumping friend, the Carlisles. Until next Saturday night, this is Hank Snow saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Now taste the full rich flavor of Camel's special blend. The finest taste in smoking, on that you can depend. Now Camels are a real smoke, they never let you down. The largest selling brand today of all the kinds around.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. Enjoy the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.